Hello, my name is Mike Bennett. I'm the lead vocalist of The Blockheads, but I also work as a scriptwriter, children's author, playwright and composer. I've worked quite a lot for One Media IP. That's for Michael Infante predominantly, but I work with Vicky and Catherine and Emma, people like that, great people. And as well as making music, I've made many audiobooks and audiovisual recordings and filmic enterprises. And I got a phone call once from Michael, and he said, there's a very, very famous actress, and we're thinking of you to be the writer of a series of talking books, and she will be the star of these talking books and play every character. And I said, I'd love it. I'll take the job. And Michael said, hold on. We've got to run it past the casting director. In fact, Anita's representative, her agent. I said, oh, who's that? And when he said Kate Plantin, I knew I would get the job because I've worked with Kate on many things. Did a play with her once for Steve Harley called Rough Theatre 1 and 2 at the Arts Theatre. In fact, I co-starred with Steve Harley in the Beckett plays. Now, I mentioned this, and I mentioned Kate, and I mentioned Michael, and I mentioned One Media IP, who are based at Pinewood, to give you a background as to how it all came about. So, I adapted a whole series of children's stories. So I did this for Anita Harris. They went out, they were successful, and in fact became audiovisuals. I continue to do more of these for Michael's roster of artists, because in his collection he has people like Stephen Fry and Alan Titchmarsh, but I think I've been reserved for the more comedic people, or maybe slightly off the wall or left of centre people, because next up was Bobby Davrow. I did six with him, and he took about 2 to 3 weeks. Anita took around about 10 days. All of them did six. Each artist would do six, so there are six small talking books which can become one bundle, as they call them in the industry. Anyway, Kate Plantin continued to suggest more characters, and the name Rick Mail came up. That sent a shiver down my spine because, of course, Rick Mail is indeed comedy gold. I was brought up on that kind of humour and, in fact, thoroughly influenced by it. So when that one came through, I was over the moon and I was told to expect a call. And I got a call one day from somebody in a Germanic accent claiming to be Hitler and saying that he was taking over the world of children's stories. And he was a fascist dictator, and he was going to be the editor, and he was going to be everything if I wanted to work with Hitler. At the end of the Germanic call, an English accent came through, and it was Rick Mail, because at this point he was calling me on a withheld number. In fact, many of the rehearsals were over the phone. We didn't do Zoom, that kind of thing, back in 2013, around about the beginning of May, if I remember correctly. So we were rehearsing over the phone, and Ord Powell, his excellent agent and manager, put it in the contract that Rick was very much in the editorial chair. So I was really having to subscribe to what he wanted, but that was a good thing, because when you are writing something or adapting something for somebody, you want to do it around their skill sets. Bobby Davrow, that was about mimicry. Rick Mail was more about his different spin on life, in fact. For instance, he wanted a socialist widow twanky in Aladdin. Now, that sounds crazy, but I looked it up and I thought, well,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?